Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For the next hour, I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. A big shout out to producer Dan, who is on the board helping to make sure that this show runs smooth, okay? And much love to every single one of you who has called. And obviously, we spent a lot of time earlier on in the show talking about college football. And we pretty much have to wait and see what happens over these next several days. The dominoes continue to fall. It looks likely that we're going to have some major Power 5 conferences who are going to say, no season this year. And I can't blame them. Why are you going to play? Why are you going to risk it? Regardless of what the odds say, this is an unknown that we've been dealing with. Unfortunately, the NCAA has pretty much been relying on hope. Well, you couldn't have hope for 5 months that things got better and that you'd be able to play. You should have had a better call to action rather than delineating this out to all of the conferences to make their own individual choices and decisions. And here we are with the mess that we have now. It's such a mess that I think it's wise just to say no. At the same time, we spent some time, especially in the last hour, talking about comments by Damian Lillard. Okay, Damian Lillard, we know he's been clutch in the NBA. We know he's been an assassin. He's been a scorer. He's been a killer, cutthroat. Well, he missed some big free throws on Saturday afternoon in a loss to the Clippers, and Pat Beverly mocked him. And Damian Lillard, he actually had this response, and I want you to hear what he had to say in response to both Pat Beverly and Paul George. Listen up.
Asking me about Patrick Beverly, who I sent him home before at the end of a game. Paul George just got sent home by me last year in the playoffs. So they know that the reason they're reacting like that is because of what they expect from me, which is a sign of respect, and it just shows what I've done at a high clip more times than not. So I'm not offended by it. If anything, it should just tell you how much it hurt them to go through what I put them through in those situations previously.
Well, the war of words continued online. Paul George wrote on Instagram, "You're getting sent home this year." Damian Lillard says, "Keep switching teams, running from the grind. You boys is chumps." And Damian Lillard has been one player in the NBA who's been steadfast that he's going to rock out with the Blazers. He's not going to jump from team to team. We've seen Paul George. Felt that Indiana wasn't spending the money. So he goes to Oklahoma City. And then it looks like he's going to commit to staying in Oklahoma City. And then he says, I want to go back home to L.A., where he ultimately wanted to go in the first place. So I get it. With the advent of free agency, we don't have the same sense of loyalty in sports. And I can't blame an athlete, especially in the NBA. If you have the power to go where you want and be happy, go do what you want to do. The money, you're going to make your money. And for a lot of reasons, and don't be misconstrued, we had a caller from Toronto who said, NBA players are chasing money. That's not the case. These players are incentivized to stay in the market that drafts them. And it may be a $50 million difference, a $70 million difference, if they go to another team or another franchise. I mean, that might be pennies, or what's the difference if I can make $250 or $270 versus $200 million? I mean, it's still a hell of a lot of money, but don't get fooled into thinking that, you know, players are moving just to, you know, break the bank. They're moving to be happy. They're moving to play with their friends. They're moving to try to play championship or win a championship, compete for one. I don't knock them. If you got the power, wield it. Oscar Robertson fought. So a lot of these players have the options, and that they didn't have to be stuck in situations where they wouldn't want to be. So I've opened up the phone lines. They were open last hour. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. We have Todd in Cleveland who's on the line. Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your comment.
Yo, JR, the guys, the professional athletes that we call players today are really, in actuality, independent contractors. And yeah, loyalty still exists for them. It's to their agent, their lawyer, their accountant, and their physician, and their personal physician. And those people move with them because that's their team. That is their team. So loyalty still exists for the independent contractors that exist today, and we should be okay with that. It's free to be a fan. As long as it's free, I'm down with the Browns and the dog pound, you know? But if it's not free, then a call will be renegotiated, you know what I mean? And why don't we give so much, as much accolades to Kurt Flood? Because all these dudes would be struggling if it wasn't for Kurt Flood.
Nah, that's certainly true. I mean, there are plenty of folks who came through on down the line, and thank you, Todd, from Cleveland, who pretty much were advocates for free agency, and that's across all sports, whether it's Kurt Flood, Oscar Robertson, Catfish Hunter had a whole big fit and fight in the 70s as to trying to become a free agent and move from team to team. It's true. There are plenty of people who came on down the line. So I'm not mad at anybody. It's correct. These players, generations ago, a generation ago, two generations ago, they fought for free agency. They fought for the ability. So it's not, hey, you own me. You own my contract as a player. I cannot move. We got Amos calling up from Tennessee. Amos, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call. I think certainly from a media perspective and from water cooler talk, I think it is good for the product to have players who find themselves in free agent situations and going to another city. I think where the disconnect is between the player and the fan perspective is if you have someone like, I'm just going to throw one out there just for instance, Jalen Ramsey, who says he wants out of Jacksonville. And people who live in Jacksonville or in the metro area, if they see, you know, newspaper clippings or headlines that Jalen Ramsey's not happy in Jacksonville, it can kind of – I can see where it can kind of turn the fan off or say, you know, the and certainly the camaraderie between NFL players where if you have these headlines – and then all of a sudden you have, you know, guys linking up for a workout in Los Angeles, still using, you know, Jalen Ramsey's example. That can kind of add fuel to the fire. So I can kind of see where people get frustrated and that, you know, people or athletes think that, you know, they're too good for a city or they're not happy there for some reason. And it's easy to see or it's hard for people to see that it might be the management that they're happy with. Nothing to do with the city. It's just solely, I think, based on who the person is, the athlete. Some people, some athletes, they get drafted to a city and they go out and they become part of the community. And then thus you have a fan favorite and someone who's there, you know, 10, 15 years in a city. And that's just not the reality. That's just not how 99, I'd say 98% of the players are. You know, some of them, you know, just have families just like you and I. And, you know, if you have someone who is in the position to say, hey, baby, you don't want to move out to Los Angeles or you want to move down to Texas, you know, I'm a free agent next year and, you know, I might be shopping around, you know, talking to teams. I'll have my agent, you know, contact them. You know, all the power right. to them.
Yeah,
all
no.
All the power to them.
Absolutely, Amos. You can't knock someone for going to pursue happiness. And I think fans nowadays, the majority of us are educated enough to know that you can like the team. Go ahead and be a fan of the team. Appreciate the players while they're there. We've moved away from an era where you can count on a player being drafted and it's a surefire bet that player is going to, you know, spend his career there. that you're going to get 10 years minimum, you know, out of that player. I mean, if you're a New York Knicks fan and you go ahead and you draft someone like a unicorn in a Kristaps Porzingis, okay, you don't know if he's going to hold up physically, but you don't foresee, you know, Kristaps Porzingis not even, you know, getting through, you know, his rookie contract before it's payday, before he wants out. And so I think it's less about the market. You know, not every player wants to play in New York City. Not everybody wants the media attention. You have plenty of athletes are human beings. Certain folks want to live in quiet cities. Certain people want the bright lights. Most people just want the cash. You want to be able to secure your money. You want to be able to secure your future. And then you can go ahead and figure it out from there. What city do I play in? Where do I contribute? Where can I be happy? Where can my family be happy? But first of all, when you have that amount of money, figure out where you can make it first. Okay? If you know the money is coming, go ahead and go for your happiness. It's no different than anybody else. We all have to weigh our options. Where do we go? What do we do? How do we spend our time? And it's actually very, very interesting because I told you briefly before we went to break that Draymond Green had a comment about Devin Booker. And Devin Booker, as we know, is one of the stars in the NBA. He doesn't get the amount of attention that he probably deserves because he plays for the Phoenix Suns. You can pretty much look at Devin Booker as just lighting it up on the offensive side of the ball and the Phoenix Suns never winning anything. Well, Devin Booker, at the same time, is only 23 years old. He's one of the best scorers, one of the best players in the NBA. He's only been an all-star once. Seemingly, you can pretty much count on him being an all-star for the next several years. But Draymond Green was on Inside the NBA, and he had an interesting take after Devin Booker hit a game winner. Listen to what Draymond Green had to say about Devin Booker.
It's great to see Book playing well and Phoenix playing well, but get my man out of Phoenix. It's not good for him. It's not good for his career. Sorry, Chuck, but
wow.
They got to get Book out of Phoenix. I need my man to go somewhere where he can play great basketball all the time and win because he's that type of player.
Are you tampering?
Maybe.
Yeah, he told the truth, and the NBA agreed and said, yeah, that is tampering, and he got fined $50,000 for saying that, you know, Devin Booker needs to find his way up on out of Phoenix. I guess DeAndre Ayton ain't a good enough solid option to grow with to potentially contend for a championship. Well, I mean, Devin Booker, he signed a 5-year max extension about 2 years ago. He's scheduled and set to be a player in Phoenix until the conclusion of the 2023-2024 season, where he'll make approximately $36 million. So as of right now, Devin Booker, he's locked in Phoenix. And Draymond Green, I guess he's going to have to keep his pipe dreams of Devin potentially joining the Golden State Warriors or any other team. I mean, a couple of seasons ago, I think, matter of fact, last season, Doc Rivers was also fined $50,000 for saying that Kawhi Leonard, who at the time was going to be a free agent, you know, was one of the best players in the NBA and that he reminded him of Michael Jordan, even though he was referring to him more stylistically and less about talent. And Devin Booker playing for Robert Sarver, I know there are a lot of fans in Phoenix who are not fans of Robert Sarver. And Devin Booker isn't the only player that you look at and say, wow, this is a superstar. And will he ever really have an opportunity to win? I mean, look, we got Bradley Beal in the NBA playing for the Washington Wizards. John Wall is collecting checks, but unfortunately his legs haven't allowed him the fact or the ability to be an NBA player, it seems like, for the past two seasons. And Bradley Beal took on some money. You know, is Bradley Beal going to be long for Washington? I mean, he missed out on an all-star berth just because he plays for the Wizards. That's the reality. Trae Young went. And Trae Young equally plays on a bad team, and Bradley Beal got the short end of the stick in that regard. You know, when you think about other athletes who might need a change of scenery, or not just athletes, superstars, is Aaron Rodgers being appreciated in Milwaukee? Not Milwaukee, but Wisconsin? Is Green Bay showing him love? Is the organization maxing out on Aaron Rodgers in the years that he has left in the league? Does Aaron Rodgers need a change of scenery? If you want to think about Major League Baseball, it's a disaster what this guy gets. Jacob DeGrom, two-time Cy Young Award winner, it doesn't seem to get any help from the New York Mets. At this rate, he will continue to put up amazing seasons. Who knows how many more he has left in his arm. It may be another year. It might be 2 years. This year is certainly a wash, it looks like, because of the pandemic. But what, we got two more seasons of superstar ace Jake DeGrom? And what happened with the New York Mets? You know, they go to the World Series in 2015, and here we are in 2020, and DeGrom will have come and went and will be one of the greatest New York Mets of all time. And what will they have won? Probably a whole lot of nothing. You know, thinking about a Saquon Barkley in New York, a running back, you only get certain amount of years to go out and be awesome. Last year he was injured, but can the New York Giants, you know, put a serviceable team out there? Can they actually put a defense worth competing for Saquon to be on? What about Julio Jones, one of the greatest receivers in the NFL? Julio Jones is one of the greatest receivers to ever play in the league. And, you know, he gets to the Super Bowl and Dan Quinn forgets how to coach. I mean, there's so many players, superstars across sports who would benefit from a change in scenery. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What star athlete needs a change of scenery? Are they being disrespected? Are they being undervalued? Do they just need to go somewhere where they will be appreciated and where they can flourish? Aaron Rodgers is someone who comes to mind. I mean, they already got the guy's replacement, and they're trying to put him in a system that may not necessarily work. You know, they want to run the football. Is that going to run them into a Super Bowl? Well, I would think the top quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks, might need a little bit of help at wide receiver. Let me know your thoughts. The phone lines are open. Who are some star athletes that need to change the scenery? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about loyalty in sports. Does it exist? You know, should it exist? I mean, players have the options nowadays in free agency. Go where you want to go. Go be happy. You're going to get paid regardless. You're going to get the money. You're going to get the opportunity, especially in the NBA. And now even Draymond Green is chiming in on Devin Booker. And it was an expensive comment, dropping a bucket for him, $50,000. Draymond Green says Devin Booker needs to leave the Phoenix Suns and go somewhere worthwhile where he can win, where he can be appreciated. Even though, you know, Devin Booker is only NBA standard. He's only 23 years old. Came in at 19 years old. He's already been lighting the league up. So I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some star athletes who need a change of scenery? I look at Aaron Rodgers and I go, he's being unappreciated in Green Bay. He's not getting the help that he needs or deserves. If you think about baseball, Jacob DeGrom, the New York Mets haven't put a team around him that can even put some runs up on a board. And he's been the best pitcher in baseball for 2 years now, and he gets no help at all. Julio Jones is in Atlanta. He puts up numbers. He had an opportunity to go to a Super Bowl, and then they blew it for him. He's been able to pull up some solid numbers, but what would a Julio look like, you know, in another team with another situation? Atlanta loves him. He's great. But, you know, sometimes I look at Julio and go, damn it, I wish he could go somewhere where he would be able to go out and win a Super Bowl. So the phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some players, some star athletes, who would benefit from a change of scenery? And before we go ahead and talk more about that, I did mention earlier on in the show that, you know, Joel Embiid, he has his own interesting comments. He's made it clear that he's only in the bubble. You want to talk about loyalty. Joel Embiid is currently playing in the bubble because he feels obligated to the city of Philadelphia, not because he wants to go out. I mean, he wore basically a hazmat suit to basically get on the plane to go down to the bubble in Orlando, and he's not playing games. And he was on the Old Man and Three podcast with J.J. Redick and Tommy Alter, and he spoke about the potential of him playing next season in a bubble. The NBA might do regional bubbles. The NBA might do another bubble in Orlando just to play the season. But Joel Embiid, he said he ain't doing it. Listen to what Embiid had to say.
There's no chance. I don't think it's happening. I mean, you got to find a win. Hopefully by then it will be better. We will find some more solutions to what's going on right now. But to expect being in the bubble for 8 months, that's unlikely. I don't know if I can do it. There's no chance.
Yeah, well, at least Joel Embiid is being honest. We want to talk about loyalty in sports. Here you have Joel Embiid, who basically only showed up to play basketball. And Joel Embiid also sprained his ankle. What else is new? Joel Embiid with an injury. But Joel Embiid only showed up to the bubble to represent the Philadelphia 76ers, to represent the city. He didn't go because he loves basketball. He didn't go because he's just itching and can't wait to play. Joel Embiid basically went just so to give the fans a boost because he wanted to represent the city. And Joel Embiid, keep in mind, Joel Embiid is not an American. Joel Embiid was not born here in the United States of America. Okay, Joel Embiid is from Cameroon. Joel Embiid understands and knows what it's like to go through tough times. Okay, he comes from somewhere in Africa where, unfortunately, they don't necessarily have the same degree of protection, the same degree of medical help that we have here in the United States of America. So I certainly can't blame Joel Embiid for having a different perspective on health and safety. And can we really imagine a bubble in the NBA for 8 months? You have a star like LeBron James. LeBron was very vague last week when asked about why the Lakers have been struggling. I mean, they barely eked out a win tonight against the Denver Nuggets. It took a three by Kyle Kuzma to pretty much escape with the W, to escape with the victory. But LeBron has pretty much said, listen, there are things going on here in the bubble that I don't want to talk about. And he's been clear from the onset that, hey, this is going to be difficult for myself and everybody involved. We got Brad, who's calling up from Cleveland. Brad, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Jer?
I'm good, Brad. What's on your mind?
I just finished kind of watching a tape of that Lakers-Denver game, and basically Denver was resting their best players for the last, you know, probably most of the fourth quarter, and L.A. barely, you know, squeaked out a win. They were playing their best players. So, you know, I don't know. Part of this NBA resumption, you know, a lot of teams are sort of like holding back players. And so, you know, it's not like a complete snapshot of how good or bad some of these teams are. Just like Phoenix is undefeated. Well, if Phoenix was playing the LA Clippers at full speed and the Lakers at full speed, I don't think they would be undefeated.
Yeah, there's there's no doubt about that. I mean, last week, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, I spent quite a bit of time talking about I'm not worried about the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers haven't fielded their full team. Frank Vogel has pretty much said that he's fooling around with rotations. For instance, tonight, I don't believe J.R. Smith played a minute. That pretty much fluctuates between him and Deion Waiters. You have Danny Green, who started with Kuzma in the starting lineup. So nothing is set here, and I don't think it's cause for concern.
One thing I wanted to mention is, you know, Montrezl Harrell is a really good player. I looked up his stats today. The guy averaging 19 points and 8 rebounds a game in like 27 minutes. So, I mean, you're talking about a really efficient player. He hasn't played 1 minute yet in this NBA, you know, resumption. And, you know, so you can't say, well, the Clippers aren't looking that good. You know, I mean, you're not even seeing the Clippers at full speed.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's certain things to be said. A lot of this, and thank you, Brad, for calling up from Cleveland. A lot that we have to understand, and T.J. Warren is an example. I mean, all of a sudden, he looks like a world beater. And then tonight against the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler, you know, all of a sudden, he comes back to reality. He only has 12 points after there's certain points. He's looked like the best player in the bubble. This is a bubble. This isn't fans. They aren't fans. We have to factor in that there's no travel. There's no crowd pumping up the players. There's no adrenaline. You think about role players, and a lot of times role players, they play the best when they're at home, when they have support. So we're going to see some more anomalies. I mean, T.J. Warren is not a scrub of a player in a traditional and normal sense. He's going to get you 20 points per game. But is he going to get you 40 and 50 every single night? Hell no. Nobody does that. So take these past several games, take these 8 games with a grain of salt. You know, rotations are going to get ramped up. Teams are going to get ramped up. We're going to see things move towards normalcy over the past week, especially when the regular season, quote unquote, concludes and we get a little bit closer to the actual playoffs getting started. But first, we're going to have that playoff, that play-in, I should call it, for that 8th slot in the Western Conference. So the NBA basketball has been good. It's been solid. It's given us something to watch, especially for the past several months when we weren't sure on what the hell we'd see. But the NBA has done it right. And it's a great thing that we have players who have showed up, who showed out for the most part. We haven't gotten major complaints from the players. We heard some chirping earlier on about the accommodations, but that's done. And now it's strictly all about the basketball. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And kudos to the players who show up and have, you know, pretty much done the right thing. They've been in the bubble. They've played. And we really don't hear any incidents or any problems. And you got to commend the NBA players for that. When we come back, there's another player that we should commend. And he plays in a different sport. He plays for the Padres, and I think he's deserving of a lot of attention for amazing reasons. We're going to talk about him and the attention that he's going to be getting for a long time. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man. Damn, where'd the show go? I feel like I just sat down to get started, and I only got about 10, 15 minutes left to chat it up with you all before Amy Lawrence comes through. But before I roll out, I got to let you know, we haven't had so much baseball talk. Granted, you got Please Zach from the Indians who decides that going out on a Saturday night is a good damn idea. Indians did the right thing and said, hey, you ain't getting on this plane. Get in the car. Go home, drive 5.5 hours, whatever the case may be, and then go self-quarantine. And then I know we've had some of his teammates who have decided to let him know about it publicly while also saying that this is something they're going to take care of in-house. And Please Act also says, yeah, I messed up. No hiding from that. But, you know, as we spend some time this hour talking about the loyalty of players just across all sports, you know, Major League Baseball is not exempt. And we got players in baseball who are going out, getting their cash. You know, Mike Trout just continues to be amazing. He hits 2 home runs tonight. They have a comeback win over the Athletics. And since Mike Trout has come back from the birth of his son, he has been on a ridiculous tear. He's been batting .367. He has 6 home runs. 10 RBIs, that is in 7 games. And this is where Major League Baseball is just mind-boggling, and it makes me want to pull my hair out. Because when you think about some of the stretches and runs that these players have been on, I get it. We were not going to have a full Major League Baseball season. It was impossible. It's the same way that college football is in an unenviable position right now, having to get ready to cancel games. But Major League Baseball, we could have had a more than what it is, and it didn't necessarily have to be a fight. I mean, I want to even remind you, and this is who I was talking about before we went to break, Fernando Tatis Jr. You know, he's actually our doing more player of the night. Okay, this is actually, yes, our Home Depot feature, doing more, sponsored by Home Depot. Go to Home Depot for all your storage, carpet, and flooring solutions in one place. The Home Depot, it's how doers get more done. Fernando Tatis is an example of this. Okay, this past weekend against the Diamondbacks, he went 6 for 12, 4 home runs, 5 RBIs. On the whole season entering into tonight, he's batting 333, and he's tied for the league with 8 home runs. Fernando Tatis Jr. is doing more. And it's just infuriating that we have, like, these superstars. Fernando Tatis is growing in personality. He has a big personality. He's growing in stature. He just had a major feature on him that Jeff Passan just did. And I want to pull my hair out not seeing these guys be able to compete, or know that at any moment, at any stretch in time, they could be just out for a week, out for days. The Marlins went like a damn week without playing baseball. Surprisingly, have been doing good with replacement players. You have the Cardinals, who've missed time because of an outbreak on their team. This can happen to any franchise at any moment in time. And for someone like Fernando Tatis Jr., who played last year, played half the season, had to deal with a back issue, but still put up amazing numbers in only half of a season, pretty much. And then to go into this season and know that we only get 2 months of him, it's sad to know that in the case of Mike Trout, arguably the best player overall in the game. Forget 5 tools. Just come up with 10 tools and just say, that's Mike Trout. We're only getting 10 months or 2 months. It's a shame. And it comes across to me as like, it's a tease. It's a sham. And Major League Baseball in the future, I just hope that regardless of what happens next year, how we can play, if we don't play, that Major League Baseball can do a better job publicly trying to arrange a season as opposed to slapping their fans in the face along the way. We don't know what's going to happen at the end of next season when the current CBA expires. I hope they can come to an agreement, but I'm not sure that we won't be back in the same spot when it comes time to launch baseball for next season. What does spring training look like? And Major League Baseball and the fans deserve better. Mike Trout, who goes out and just plays the game and doesn't get caught up in the big marketing aspects, the hooting and hollering. He doesn't pat himself on the back. He just plays the game. He's amazing to watch. Fernando Tatis Jr., who goes and is flipping the bat, who is dancing. He's fun to watch. Major League Baseball should be ready to embrace and share the personalities of both players. Fernando Tatis Jr. is what Major League Baseball needs if they want to lower their viewing demographic away from being 55 and 60 years old. If Major League Baseball wants a future, it needs to embrace the Fernando Tatis Jr.'s of the world. Because what they've done this year has just been a disservice to everyone who loves baseball. And so as we go through these next 2 months, or we try to get to October and try to get to postseason baseball, I hope that baseball can continue without an issue, without a problem, just to continue to give us some entertainment and to at least do it safely. You know, I saw a piece by Kike Hernandez who's saying, hey, a lot of what we're used to is different. We got players changing in rooms where we were traditionally getting food for catering. We're having to wear masks on the airplane the entire time. They give us gloves. I have to figure out whether I want a snack or a whole meal because guess what? There is no full spread for the players to eat, which is generally just a giant buffet. You know, go ahead, eat what you want, when you want, how you want it. You know, even a simple thing such as getting coffee has been adjusted here in 2020. So Major League Baseball needs to change. Major League Baseball needs to embrace players like Fernando Tatis Jr. And, you know, they can pretty much do some learning from some of these other leagues. Like earlier this hour, we spoke about the NBA and the personalities of their players. And you have someone like a Draymond Green who speaks out, even though sometimes you might think he speaks out more than he should. Or Damian Lillard and a Paul George who go back and forth. You know, sports is entertainment. Like, entertain us. You know, and not just in the fact of just go entertain us and never speak or don't be human. But I like the trash talk. I like the personality. I encourage and want to hear from the players to speak out. I think it humanizes them. You know, this isn't a video game. We don't turn the players on and off when we feel like it. You can, but don't be mad when they showcase exactly who they are. So a Fernando Tatis is awesome. And it's also wild to think that, shoot, 20 years ago his dad played. Like, I remember that specifically. His dad had a career year for the St. Louis Cardinals in 1999. I think he blasted about 34 home runs, put up a little north of 100 RBIs, and here we are 20 years later, and we got his son out here just balling out. And he's not the only one. Bichette, Tatis Jr., Biggio, Guerrero Jr. I mean, it's just crazy to think that these were stars. It felt like yesterday. Fernando Tatis didn't stop playing until 10 years ago. And boom, here we fast forward and we're watching their sons play. And to a certain degree, in the case of Tatis Jr., it looks like he'll be better than his dad. I think Vlad Guerrero Jr., he has to show that his fitness level is going to be up to par. So whether or not he wants to touch his dad, those are some huge shoes to fill. Bichette, pretty much the same. Biggio, I mean, we're talking about Hall of Fame careers. Dave, let me ask you, what are your thoughts on all these young players who have come up bearing the names of their fathers, and just so quickly, too?
Well, there's so many of them all coming onto the scene at the same time, and it seems like most of them are on the same team in the Toronto Blue Jays. So, you know, watch out for them in the next handful of years. But it's crazy. I mean, I grew up watching all those guys. I mean, Bichette, you know, Biggio and Guerrero is one of my favorite players actually to watch. Vlad Guerrero is dead. And you mentioned Fernando Tatis. He actually, I remember my memory of him back in the beginning of his career is he actually hit two grand slams in the same inning.
Yep.
I just don't know that you ever see that again, but just it's going to be a lot of fun to see these young, talented players come up. And like you were talking about, actually my answer to your question earlier in the show would have been Mike Trout. If anyone needs a new home or a new change of scenery, it's a guy like that. And I think it's a shame because his talents are being wasted, not just from, you know, a PR standpoint, but for his own sake. I mean, you'd like to see the guy in the postseason, you know, more than once in his career.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part there, he took the money. He's staying. I know for a while it looked like, oh, well, maybe he'll come back east to where he's from in the Philadelphia and New Jersey area. But I know he spends time there in the off season. But during the course of the year, he's hanging out in California and mashing up home runs. So hopefully we do see the Angels go on a run at some point in time. You can't necessarily bank or count on it, but he's certainly a player that gets lost. And we've heard this debate plenty of times over the years. Does Mike Trout want the attention? Does Mike Trout want to do the media? Does he feel obligated to represent Major League Baseball? It shouldn't be an obligation. It's not his fault or his problem to go out and solve. He does his job. He does it well. hopefully, like you said, Dave, we can see him appear more than once in the playoffs. I mean, it feels like he's been around forever now, and he's not even 30 years old yet. And it seems that he is just now reaching into his prime, and he's always been at a different level than every other player playing. Hopefully Major League Baseball can take advantage of that. But we got some amazing players in the game. When it comes to some of those trios, or at least that trio of players in Toronto, a lot of what I look at is, okay, I don't anticipate that you'll be as good as your dad. That's tough. Can you be better? You know, I look at Guerrero Jr. and I say to myself every day, well, damn, is there any way humanly possible that you can be better than your dad, Vladimir? That's still some real tough shoes to pretty much go out and fill. Dave, what do you think? I'm going to ask you. I know it's impossible to answer. What are your thoughts?
It's such a hard question to ask and answer, because you're literally talking about a Hall of Fame career and Guerrero and Biggio. How do you fill those shoes? And like you said, if Guerrero can get in better shape and look like he can have a sustainable career, I will say yes, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, listen, he's going to have to go to his dad for fitness advice, because Vladimir Guerrero Jr., especially in the prime of his career, he looked like he was made out of stone. I appreciate you hanging out here with me on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.